You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
Welcome to another episode of Parenting Podcast.
Hey guys, episode 15.
Woo! One with a five after it. That's crazy.
That's math.
I know, but remember when we were like, oh, we're six episodes in, we're so experienced. And now we're like, double right? digits, bitch.
Ooh, right?
Yeah.
I know. We're just super professional.
If weeks were years, we'd have been doing this for a decade and a half. No, I'm just, that's stupid. Who said that?
What? Who even are you? Get out of here.
Anyway, I am Mark Adam, and I am in the beautiful... Sorry, I was choking on lies. I am in Winnipeg.
I'm KDG. I was gonna say I'm in KDG, but I'm not. Technically I am. Anyway, I'm KDG. I'm in Halifax, and I'm just gonna stop right there.
Tell me your name. I don't know why that's so hard. Anyway, so KDG, sorry. Halifax. Mark Adam here, Winnipeg. The snow is melting.
Yay!
We've had multiple days where the temperature was 3 degrees. So the snow slowly melting. And Winnipeg is back to its normal dirty gray instead of dirty gray snow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So it's getting just a little less shitty.
Actually, I mean, technically, if you want to talk about all the dog shit you can see now, it's getting shittier.
You know what? Halifax is so bad right now. I was walking down the street, and because all the snow has melted, it's just actual dog just shit. Trash, but like everywhere. Trash everywhere. Everywhere. It's disgusting.
Absolutely.
Way to go, Halifax.
Yeah. Icky, icky, icky.
You're nasty.
Yeah. You're gross. You're gross.
You're gross.
Before we get started, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/parenting. Twitter, @parentingpod. Instagram, @parentingpodcast. Snapchat, follow us at parenting. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's on our Facebook page. I'm sure we can share that again. And we want to get our own URL so we can just say, go to youtube.com/parenting. But you have to subscribe. We need 100 subscribers before we can do all
so
the
close.
Fancy stuff. Yeah, right?
Like only 79 more.
Yeah. That's not that many.
Oh, that's fine. Everyone else is getting subscribers.
We got this.
We got it. We got it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for this episode.
Why? Why is that, KDG?
You know what? It's really funny. But like, we had a contest. I'm going to say competition. What is wrong with me? Contest.
Get your lip face moving with the other rest of your brain parts.
You know what? Adulting is really hard sometimes. And I'm not even hungover. Like, this is just naturally how my brain doesn't function, apparently. So what I was going to say is that we had a contest all last week and this week, and it was last week, sorry. And you guys voted on your favorite t-shirt design that we had. So we have a really good idea about which ones you guys really liked. And so we're going to, once we get, you know, a little bit of moolah and can start our website, we're going to have some of those shirts that you voted on that you really liked up there for purchase if you want to partake in that. But we are going to announce a winner today who's going to get a free one and also a Google Chromecast. Heck to the yeah. So I was being lazy and I didn't want to like write out everyone's names because like last time I was like, I'm going to be cute and fun and write out them all and then cut them all up and then put them in a hat.
Hand cramps from writing all the names because there was so many submissions.
Yeah. So then I was like, I'm not doing that this time. So what I did is I just screenshotted everyone and then printed it off at work. I mean, I was totally working. Don't say anything, but I was working, but like,
and you didn't use works. You brought your own paper from home. You didn't print it on work paper.
Oh, yeah, and my own ink, everything. Yeah, it was totally legit.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. All above board.
Yeah. Anyway, so now I cut them all up. Aside from after I got home from work yesterday, there were obviously like some more submissions that came in, so I did have to write those ones out, but that's fine. So you are all now in this little cute hat and all of the little fun things. I'm all ready. I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
This is the most prepared for anything we've ever been. Just for the record, for those joining us for the first time, you don't know our track record.
Go watch the other ones and see how much of a train wreck it's been.
go back. Pause this. Go back.
Uh huh. And yeah. I have notes again. So this is probably the most prepared.
Who are you?
I don't even know who I am anymore. I just don't even know. I don't recognize myself. Although I really done messed up because I don't have much coffee left, so.
Oh, you fucked up.
I done fucked up, but I'll make it through. It's fine. I'll just power.
You say that with panic in your eye.
You're like, I don't believe you at all. No, yeah, like, so, honestly, I'm fine.
So, first off, how was your week?
First off, my week was crazy work-wise. I know I keep saying that, like, the last couple of weeks, it's been absolutely insane, but we finally closed that huge deal, so, like, I feel a weight has come off of me. I still have a lot of work to do, but it's finally closed, so now I'm like, I can breathe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck something up that ruins it.
Taken in? There you go, taken in.
Yeah.
My brain is not following me either. I'm going to put more caffeine in my face.
So really, honestly, that was my whole week. And, I mean, I worked early and late most of the week, so it wasn't anything too crazy. The girls are here, Jillian and them, they just got back today from Berwick for, Ringette, provincial. So they won and they made it to the finals tomorrow. So back to Berwick. So, which is, for anyone who's not from Nova Scotia and, like, knows where I am, like, in Tintown, it's, like, an hour and a half-ish drive, maybe a little more, but it's just not, you know, across the street. So, that'll be the rest of the weekend, and that's pretty much it. Allie and I went to dinner last night together. That was, like, the first time I think we've ever really gone out together by ourselves. And Rod, if he's going to be listening to this, he's going to like be so annoyed with me because I always am so obnoxious when someone asks me for my ID because I'm like, oh, hell yes, you can see my ID. And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake, she's going to be like unbearable the rest of the evening.
That's awesome.
So we went into Boston Pizza in Bears Lake and it was just Allie and I. And there was obviously a wait. So when we went up, she's like, is it just for two? I'm like, yep. And she's like, why can't I think of words?
Restaurant. Lord.
Thank you. The restaurant, that's where we were. And I was like, bar would be great if we can, you know, kind of get in because usually you can get in there quicker. And she looks confused. She's not like super young girl, but she looks at me and she's like, are you guys both over 19? I was like, well, no, like she's definitely not. I was like, are you asking if I'm over 19? I was like, no, but she's like, are you? She's like, I'm really sorry. She's like, you look really young. Are you her mom? I was like, well, half, sort of, kind of. Like,
just say stepmom. Why is that so weird?
Why did you make it awkward?
You made it awkward.
I make everything awkward. You know how I roll. So anyway, she's like, oh, well, it's totally fine. Then here. And then they give this girl menus and we go sit down like immediately. And then, of course, as soon as we sit down, because Rod wasn't with us, I immediately texted him like, I was just asked if I was like 19 pretty much.
If I was old enough to get into the lounge.
So, of course, like, me and Allie were sitting there, and I'm, like, really young. And the, like, amount of eye rolls that came out from that kid, it was pretty hilarious. So she was annoyed with me, and then I, of course, had to immediately text Rod to let him know that I also mistakenly.
Why would you let Rod not be annoyed?
Exactly.
That can't fly.
No, of course not. Yeah. How dare you not come to Boston Pizza with us? It was pretty fantastic, I must say. Just for me, really. No one else gave any fucks. It was just me who cared.
You're just like, just glowing in your own just sunshine.
Like,
just
I'm like, here, bitch, and I'm over 19, in case you were wondering. Yeah. Nobody asked, really, except for that one girl. Meanwhile,
you got a birthday, 198 something.
You know what? Nobody asked for that either, so I don't know why you had to go and bring that up.
Well, I can't let you fly too high here.
Oh, fair enough. You got to bring me back down to reality. It's one of those annoying traits that if it does happen, I get super excited and it just annoys Rod and it makes me laugh.
Well, so, whatever works.
Whatever works, right? So how was your week, sir?
My week was good. It was busy at work. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. My boss is back now, so a little pressure off of me, and I can focus on actually learning some stuff that I didn't know before, because I had to kind of be the boss guy last week.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Just fake it till you make it.
And as I said, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years. It wasn't like I was faking it. I was just like, well, this is what we're doing this week because this is what I would do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm here.
But that's what I mean. So. It's just like, I don't really know how this place runs quite yet. So this is just how my common sense says to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And anyway, I'm glad that it's turning out that way. So sweet. That's good.
I'm glad it's going well. How's Miss Amelia? Is she adorable, probably?
She's adorable. We went for a bike ride yesterday. It got interrupted because it started, like, snowing / hailing briefly.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, we were like, maybe we should go inside.
Before the hail turns into, like, softball-size hail.
Yeah. But she was doing really well because she only learned how to bike, like, ride her two-wheel bike that I got her. It has training wheels. Don't
yeah. Course.
But she only was just learning how to ride it properly at the very end of last year because I got it for her birthday at the end of September.
And then,
of course, it's Winnipeg, so that turned into winter real quick. Yeah.
Fair.
So, and then everything has been snow and ice since then. So, yesterday was the first time we actually got the bike back out, and she was right back on it. It was great.
That's awesome.
I was very proud of her. And she was pumping her little legs and she's getting the feel for how it works, and every once in a while she would get caught on the sidewalk because it's bad out there. The sidewalks are all like wonky because the ground freezes and thaws and
so
the sidewalks are all, so she would get they're stuck and she pushed and she couldn't get it to go. Puppet, maybe just a little push. Just give her a little nudge and
just give me a little nudge.
The wheel would start going. She'd go, okay, I got it.
Just like exciting. Get a little stuck on those. That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, because she's not fast enough to get a lot of momentum, right?
Yeah.
So any kind of little uphill is a stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Brakes.
Just gotta build up that leg muscle, you know.
Yeah, and she's gonna get there. She's very keen on riding the bike, so
good. I'm
very excited about that.
That's very good. I like that.
Yeah. So that was kind of exciting. Yesterday I woke up in the morning and I think I ate something. I had a poutine the night before. I got off work really late and I didn't want to cook. I just wanted a quick bite to eat and go.
Poutine's a classic.
So there's a new place that opened on Osborne Village not that long ago, on Osborne Street near my house, and it's called Poutine King. And I was like, you know, I've eaten there like twice. Both times I was hammered and I don't remember. So I was like, I'll go try it sober, see if the food's any good. Because if you can eat, like if it's like, meh, drunk, then it's probably not good sober.
It's probably terrible.
I went, I ate it. It was pretty good. It's not great. Like, it just isn't. But but I think there might have been raw onions or something in there and I wasn't paying attention because they really mess up my stomach. So I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning just throwing up as if I'd been drinking all night. And I'm like, well, I specifically didn't drink because I didn't want this.
Oh my God.
So
you're not even hungover.
Yeah. But then my stomach was just like gross for the rest of the day. Like until like late last night, I had a little bit of stuff with Amelia for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I went to work, I didn't eat anything until I had like two little pieces of like rolls, like bread. Two little rolls at the end of the night. And I was like, this is all I can stomach.
It's all I can stomach.
Yeah. But now, like, I feel fine now. So I was not sick. It was just definitely something I ate.
That did not agree with you. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there was onion. There were raw onions in that poutine I got. So, but I love the taste of onions. Like, what? Sometimes I'll order stuff with onions in it, and if it's only a little bit of onions, I'll go, oh, I guess I'll just eat that. Because it's good. It just ruins my stomach.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just pay for it. But if I know it's like a little bit of onion, then I'll just be like, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it'll work quickly. Apparently there was a lot of onion in what I ate. And I...
Apparently.
Yeah, my body was like, no, thank you.
Fair enough. I mean, this week, like, my body is, like, we're cool. Like, we're chill this week. I didn't abuse it last night by, like, drinking too much, and I didn't throw up on any sidewalks. So, like, we're pretty good. Like, this Saturday's starting off pretty solid. Or at least better than last week.
Yeah, I'm not hungover today.
Yeah, my standards are really low, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, I'm not hungover today. So it's a good day.
It's a great day.
And it's easier to record because I don't have Amelia here today. She's with her mom. Her mom's work was getting renovated, and so there's this weird, like, are we going to open? Are we not going to open right now? So she doesn't have any shifts at the moment. And
love that.
Hey, restaurants have to renovate, keep things fresh, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Anyway, I get it. But
yeah.
So as a result, she doesn't work today, and she kept Amelia. So that happens.
That's okay.
Which is nice. I get to sleep in a little bit, and I can record this in relative peace.
Unless Lex is hungry, and then, you know, there's that.
Oh, well, there's, I don't even know where he is. He's being so quiet. Have you heard him yet today?
I haven't, no.
Because I kind of tune him out. So.
Is he? Fair.
Anyway, so that was my week. Just busy at work. That's it.
Ugh, my toe's cramping, just in case. Ow. Sorry.
Did you say just in case?
What? I said bear with. What did I,
I thought you said my toe is cramping, just in case.
Oh, I don't. That would be a weird sentence. If I did, I apologize. I don't know what that would have meant. Oh, I don't know.
It's like, just in case what?
I don't know.
I mean, did you mean, like, just in case we were wondering? Because we weren't.
No, I don't think anyone cared. Maybe that's what I was going with. I don't know what is wrong with me. Like, I start talking and then just black out and don't know what I'm saying. So.
And this is without booze.
This is without booze. Yeah, I'm telling you. The week that I had is, like, my brain has turned to mush. I can't talk. Okay. And it's the worst thing to do for a podcast.
Let's just move on. Okay.
My question is, are we doing the announcement at the end of our podcast?
What do you think? Should we do it now?
I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't know. What do we want to do? I'm happy to do whatever. I'm ready to go whenever, so we can plow through this podcast if people want to hang on and get there. Or do you think people will be annoyed and be like, just fucking tell us who won already?
No?
Just me?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
I'm happy to do it at the end if you want. We can wait.
Why don't we do it now?
Do you want to do it now?
Why don't we do it now? We'll do it first.
Okay. Well, I will just like an overview, because we, like we mentioned before, we had people vote on their favorite t-shirt designs. So I'll let you know that by far, E was the favorite. So
absolutely.
E was just the Pranting Podcast name with a little logo on the front just across the whole chest. So that was a lot of people's favorites. And second place went to B, which was the same logo, but just smaller over the left side.
Yeah, that little crest.
Yeah, yeah. So that was second place. And then third place, I don't know why I'm like reading this like it's fucking place, but the third favorite was A. So that was
the circle small. Small crest.
Yeah, exactly. And then D, which was, where is it? That one was.
That was the big one, not the circle, right?
Exactly. Yeah, with our picture on it. And then C only got three votes, which was the big circle one on the chest.
Right.
So, but there was someone I had mentioned earlier, there was someone that had tweeted, or not tweeted, that had responded saying, I think it was B with D on the back. So B, like the parenting little one on the chest with this, like the big one on the back, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, it's a cool idea. So we got a good amount of responses to kind of what people are into. So,
yeah, I mean, it was overwhelmingly E was the favorite.
Yeah, there was 34. It got 34 votes and the second place one was 16. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, so people liked E. So thank you guys so much for voting.
That's very helpful for us. Yeah. Now we know. And I'm wearing a t-shirt that is very similar. Like, this is the design of the t-shirt, just with a different, like, this is my company's logo, Maladjusted Media.
Yes.
But it's going to just be the parenting up here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to look really cool. I really like them. I really like that one, too.
Sorry that I'm the model for this.
Just, you know, do my little turn
on the catwalk. Anyway.
Oh, my God. So, yes. Yeah,
nobody needs that image in their head. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's do it.
Moment of truth.
Let's get into it. So, like I mentioned, I've got my cool little hat. It's the Blue Jays pride hat I got when I was there last summer. And okay. I've got all your lovely little things in here that I was folding while we were prepping to do the episode.
I had to reboot my computer, and so Katie was like, well, you do that, I'm gonna keep folding 1,000 names, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And there was, like I said, I had to like write in a few because I had printed a bunch, and then there was people that obviously had entered afterwards, so I wrote them in. So I'm so excited. I like even thought about, I'm like, should I do like pull 5 finalists and then we'll do a winner after, or is that just annoying? I don't know what I'm doing.
Ooh. Yeah,
is that an idea?
Let's pull 5 people right now.
Do you want to do 5 and then we'll do one of those 5 at the end? Like the winner?
Oh, that, now we're on to something.
Is everyone going to be like, holy God, you guys are annoying? But I think it's a great idea. So you know what? It's a podcast. We do what we want.
Built in the suspense.
Yeah. Okay, let's do 5 now then. And then at the end, we'll pick the winner of those 5.
Okay, we're about to lose all of the viewers who aren't these 5 people.
Sorry. But if we did the one now, then everyone else would be like, bye.
Yeah,
so exactly. At least we get 5 more listening,
right? We're keeping
right?
5 people.
Let's just think of the glass half full.
You must stick it out to the end.
All right, I'm going to pick. First name. All right, first name we have is from Facebook, and it's Corey Sturgeon. And he voted for E. Shocking, right?
Yeah, I'm totally shocked. Corey Sturgeon.
Corey Sturgeon. If you're on the video, I just put it up there if you care. So you are our first finalist.
Corey Sturgeon.
All right. Second one. Get in here. Oh, that's 2 together. Got it. This looks like an Instagram one. Oh my God, Monica Palmer. I know her. So Monica, well, Carol, because she's married to, anyway, whatever. Monica, if you're listening, girl, you are one of our 5 finalists. Hey.
That one was from Instagram?
That one was from Instagram. And her vote was cool. For E as well. Shocking.
Yeah, see how many of the finalists voted for E. It'll be weird.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
All right. Number 3. Oh, it's totally not my hair on there. Ow. All right. Next one is from Instagram, and it's Michelle W2002. And she voted for E as well. I will put this up on the screen if you can kind of see it. Michelle W2002. You are our 3rd finalist.
Someone did not turn their screen off.
What? What are you doing over there?
Who was watching?
Oh. Okay, another one. Ooh, listen. Ooh, bum, bum. All right, this one's from Facebook. And, oh, I'm going to mess up this name. I'm sorry, I'm horrible with names. Dilawar Memon? Mimon? Mamon? Dilawar Mamon? I'm sorry. I
just put it up to the screen. They'll be able to read their own name if they're watching the video part.
Right. And he actually voted for A. That was an A vote. There you go. There you go. You see?
I also would not have pronounced that name very well.
Yeah.
I think you did okay. Fourth.
Yeah. All right. One more. I'm so excited. Sad that I get really excited for these two.
I know. So you're not even winning.
I know. I'm not even winning anything. I'm just like, yay. I like stuff. All right. Last one. Oh, if I can open it. Last one is also from Facebook, and it is Sarah Goetz, G-O-E-T-Z. And she voted for E. So four of the five voted for E. Sarah.
That's great.
Yay. So you guys awesome. Are the five finalists. Five finalists. So thank you, everyone else who also commented. What's that?
Thank you so much.
Yes, yeah, thank everyone. You.
We really appreciate it. It's super great when people support what's going on. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
I'm making a mess now. It's all good. There we go. Just cleaning up my hat. All right, so I'm going to put those five back in my hat, and then we will continue on, and we will announce the winner at the end.
Yas!
Yas, queens! Anyway, do you want to skip? We'll skip right to in the news things. Is that where we want to go?
Sure.
What's happening in the news?
Yeah, why don't we take a quick break for commercial time?
I am down.
We are back. Thank you for listening to our lovely friends, sponsorship peoples. For the video folks, it'll be one thing. For the audio folks, it'll be a different thing. Yay! Sponsorships!
Yay things!
hooray! So it's good. In the news. Okay. What do you want to start with?
I figure we'll start with one that's kind of already happened. It's been like, I wouldn't say it's old news, but it kind of is old news, but it's still happening. But it's the Full House Aunt Becky University scandal.
Yeah. Can't get into university? Aunt Becky's got you, kid.
Right? And the funny thing is I don't even know her actual name. I just know her as Aunt Becky. So
we're not even going to say her real name. From now on, it's just Aunt Becky.
Honestly, don't, not even mad about it. Not.
Okay, here's the thing. Everyone assumes that rich white people's kids get paid. Like, they pay somebody to let them into school anyway. Uh-huh. So the fact that this scandal broke is very confusing to a lot of people who didn't realize that on top of, you know, paying for extra tutors and paying mm-hmm. for this and having the opportunity for this and prep school and this and that and the other thing and all these other opportunities that rich people have the advantage of, on top of that, they have to pay extra money to make sure their kid gets into the school they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it just blows some people's minds.
Yeah, well, and I think I'm all about if you have the funds and the means to provide your child with, like, extra education and all of those things, I'm down. Like, if you can do that, that's fantastic. I am not down with being like, hey, she's kind of dumb, but here, if I give you this money, will you please put her into your university? Not saying that this girl's dumb, but I think it's growing up probably, I would say privileged, I guess, is maybe a word.
No, they're 100% privileged. Privileged is absolutely the right word.
Yeah, so, like, growing up like that, I mean, you maybe, it's more of, I don't have to try as hard because, you know, I'm pretty much taken care of and looked after. But I guess they're her daughter. I didn't know this, but I heard this, on like an interview on the radio, about the daughter who had tried, I guess she does makeup and everything. She has like a, I don't know if she has a makeup line, but that's what she does. She's kind of like,
Instagram star.
Yeah, exactly. Like social media, right? That's what a lot of people are doing these days because that's what a lot of them are doing these days. Like that's, they have the opportunity and creativity to do that. By all means, have at it. So I guess she had tried to get a patent for, her, beauty name, I guess, whatever it was. I don't even know what it's called. Like, I'm sorry. I just know that she was trying to get a patent for it and you have to do a submission, and you have to be very extremely detailed because it's like here's everything, like the product and all of this stuff, and it has to be very, very detailed. And I guess the grammar was so bad that they were like, we're not going to give you this patent. You need to fix like everything in here.
So there's that. And she does videos all the time for all that makeup beauty tips and beauty vlogging or whatever. And she has on a number of occasions said, like, you all know I don't care about school.
Yeah.
Like, she said that a bunch of times. Yes, on her videos.
Okay.
Like, the kid has said all this stuff.
Yeah. So clearly, like, the mom, like, Aunt Becky, clearly she
She's just one of many that they caught. It's one of many.
Yes.
She's famous that we, you know, for being a wholesome role model, which is why it's scandalous. So scandalous.
Yeah, fair enough. That's true. But yeah, like, I guess it would be more of, clearly then the daughter didn't want to go to university. So it was just like the mom was making her go in order to get her in. She had to like pay to get her in there. I'm assuming that's what it is. Like, you know, let me know what it actually is. I don't really know. I mean, I just think that's kind of, I don't know, maybe one of those overstepping boundaries of parents, or maybe not boundaries, but like wanting your kid to go to a good school or whatever. And you kind of, even if they don't want to go, you try and do whatever you can to get them to go. I don't know. I know that there are parents like that. They're like, no, you're going to university. I don't care what you want to do.
Yeah. And
like, which I can't imagine would go well.
Well, here's the thing though. If you have a privileged child that has had the proper education, you should expect them to go to university to do something on the more white collar, you know, on that side of things. There are lots of people who are way more academically inclined that don't have the opportunity to go to university, that end up having to do stuff without a degree, which on average makes, I think, $1 million in revenue difference over the course of a person's life.
Wow.
Right, just on average, university to not university.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the actual number is. Please don't quote me. The Snowflake Brigade will jump. Actually, it's this number of every year.
Not sure where you got your facts from, Mark. Adam.
Yeah, just I'm a grumpy fuck, and I just want to ruin your argument. So there's a huge difference in your income. What's the word?
Your salary?
Potential. Income potential.
Okay.
Well, so there's a huge difference in your income potential whether you go to university or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big swing.
But you know what? I always think about, I didn't go to university, but to me, it's like you're going to university, spending a shit ton of money, and coming out real broke, depending on what you're going to school for. But a lot of people...
But long term, you're going to make way more money on average. That is not the case for everyone. There are people who have master's degrees who are flipping burgers at McDonald's.
I was just going to say, it depends on what your degree is in.
And whether you're actually any good at being a human being outside of school. Some people are very good at school. They're great students. Yes. They're academically inclined. But they manage to get themselves through university and do very well. Yeah. That doesn't mean necessarily... just because you have the education that you can actually turn around and be a human being in society and do that job.
Yeah. Oh, I 100% agree. Like, there are people who are very, very book smart, but I also have like issues, whether it's socially, like actually being able to be in an environment where you're doing the thing that you went to school to learn and not being probably very good at it. Or I don't know. Like, I just find there's certain professions out there where you're like very book smart, but also I don't do well around people.
Yeah, fair. Now, Olivia Jade is
yes.
Aunt Becky's daughter.
Love that. We're like, fuck you. We don't care what your real name is.
I know what her name is, but now I'm not just not going to say it. I know, but
it doesn't matter anymore, right? It's like, we don't care.
Yeah, anyway. I just refuse to say it now. She's the one with like a, she's like got a beauty thing going on, but apparently she's not returning her mom's phone calls now because there's this whole like embarrassment over getting her. And I have questions about is how much did the kids know?
I was just thinking that, like, did she know that her mom did that?
Now, a lot of these kids had to know, like, they were put on the row. They went to school on a rowing scholarship and never went to rowing club. Like, never, what? Ever rowed.
Is that an actual thing?
Yes.
Like, what? So some, a kid went.
So they never showed up for crew ever, but they went on scholarships for these sports and stuff.
Okay. I did not know that. That's interesting.
And I can't remember if her kids were involved in like a sport thing or if they got in some academic scholarship thing. I don't remember. Apparently Bob Saget and John Stamos break their silence on the Aunt Becky arrest in bribery scandal. I'm not going to say her name. She's forever Aunt Becky.
Does it say what their opinions were on it, or is it just probably a whole article you have to read?
It's a video, so I don't want to play it.
Got you.
It's fine. Do we have like a couple quotes? You know, I usually don't do interviews on the street, but, you know, you love who you love in your life, Saget said as he got in his car. I love who I love. Canda said it pretty good at Kids' Choice Awards. You love who you love. Ohana means family, he tweeted. Family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. So he's quoting Stitch. Lilo and Stitch. So that's
got it. Okay.
Good on him. He's a guy who's typically...
He can be controversial.
Oh, yeah.
He
tells one of the best versions of the Aristocrats joke ever. And if you don't know what that is, you should look it up.
Google it.
Oh, my God. There's a whole movie, The Aristocrats, and it's just comedians telling the Aristocrats joke in a different way.
Interesting. Oh, man.
It's so good.
That's very interesting.
But anyway, so Aunt Becky's in hot water.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I think
this could be an episode of Full House.
What is it now? Fuller House? Fuller House.
Throw that in there. That's dumb. Do not like that.
Do not like.
Apparently Aunt Becky is not part of whatever like season they're on now, season 5 or whatever season is next. So she's not
Yes. You know what? I think this actually ties in very perfectly with another thing that we were going to talk about anyway, but it's spoiling your kids, whether it's useful or like helpful or harmful to them. And I think that this also pertains to that, where you're doing things for your kids and not, I don't know if they have that like appreciation for it. Like when you just do everything for your kids, there's not going to be any sort of learning process for them to be like, this is how hard I have to work to do this, like XYZ, whatever it might be. But if you're just handing your kids things and they don't ever have an appreciation for it or know how hard they have to work in order to get those things, which might be their goals in life or whatever, like you're, for me, like I'm all about, you know, parents wanting to say, I want better for my kids. So like I grew up kind of, you know, not a lot of money and whatever. And if I can help my kids out, then I don't want them to have to struggle. I get that part of it. However, there's like a fine line between helping them, giving them a better life and all that. I'm not saying don't spoil your kids a little bit every now and then, but when it comes to like life things, whether it's school or, you know, kind of making big decisions, or if they mess up and you just bail them out and don't really talk about it, then I think that's just doing more damage, because it's going to give them a harder time to be able to know how to basically adult once they're like out of your home. It's like, you're, to me, if you spoil them so much they don't understand how to even just live, they're going to end up in your house for the rest of their life, and I don't want that.
We've talked about it before too, like helicopter parents, right? Like you got the, yeah. I mean, we're kind of talking about it on a adult, like these kids are almost adults. They need to figure out how to do that. But it starts with the helicopter parents at the playground who don't let their children fall.
Yeah.
Right. They're right behind their kid. And if their kid trips, they catch them. Well,
Or kids they blame need to someone get else dirty. For their kid falling. Yeah.
Kids need to fall to learn. They need to figure out what doesn't work. They need to know that there are consequences for actions. They need to play with dirt to develop an immune system. That's a whole other fucking thing.
Yeah.
But like,
fair.
Just like, let your kids be kids. Like, I get that over the last few decades, The world has become a more dangerous place. We're more aware. Everybody's more connected, which is good and bad for a number of different reasons.
Yes.
But awareness about children being hurt and going missing and all this stuff, it is scary,
mm-hmm.
but we still have to let our kids be kids. When I take Amelia to the play place, where there's these giant indoor playgrounds, I sit in the cafe.
Yeah.
She runs around like a psychopath and has all the fun, makes friends. She learns social skills. She's meeting new kids.
Yes.
She'll run back over to the table. I've said it a bunch of times. She'll be, "That's my new best friend," and has no idea what the fuck that kid's name is. I hope that doing that, I'll go in and play with her for a bit, and then I'll come back and sit down and she'll do her own thing, and then I'll go back out and play with her for a bit. But for the most part, she just sort of plays on her own with all these other kids.
Which is
and
great.
Once she meets these other kids, those are her friends now for the day.
Yeah.
And she's learning important social skills. I have an only child. I don't want my kid to be that kid that's like, "Mommy and Daddy did everything and spoiled me. I didn't have to, you know, be social." So then when they become a teenager or an adult, they don't want to be social.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know a lot of only children that I grew up with that didn't have that dynamic that I had in my house, where it was me versus Amanda sometimes, which is good. It sounds shitty to say it that way, but it's good that we had, there was that other person that we had to deal with on a social level all the time.
Right.
So dealing with other people in a room isn't scary to me.
Right.
And Amelia has so many, when she goes to her grandmother's house, her cousins are there. She's got her little cousin, Rosie, and she's got, her older aunts, or her youngest aunt kind of babysits her now, but they play a lot together. Like I said, I go to the play place a lot. She plays there. There's kids that she's constantly playing with. There's a kid in the building that mm-hmm. every time she comes home, "Hey, are they home? Can I go knock on their door?" "No, it's the middle of the afternoon. They're not home." she's very, very social.
Yeah.
And
which
that's
great, which is really great.
Yeah, and I don't want her to be the only child. But it starts with just let her fall.
Yeah.
When she gets up, she'll come over to you. "Hey, I hurt myself." And I'll go, "Are you really hurt or did you just fall?
Yeah.
Are you upset because you fell?"
And yeah. Or you actually hurt.
Yeah. "I'm hurt." "Okay. Better?" "Yeah, better." I'm like, "Great. Then you weren't really hurt." Right?
Yeah. It's a different concept that kids have to learn as they get older too, because an immediate reaction is to cry. And, you know, I've had many times where it's an immediate cry and it's like, "Are you okay?" And it's "No." And I'm like, "Oh, then you must be dying. Let's go to the hospital." And it's like, "Okay." And then they dial it because it's almost immediate. Just being dramatic.
They recognize what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, "Oh, okay." So you're
so now,
just dial it back.
Now, when we go and she falls, she'll fall and she'll come over to me and she'll say, "Papa, I fell. It's fine. It's fine. I'm okay." Okay, good.
I love that.
Because I don't panic. So she doesn't panic.
Exactly.
It's when the adults panic that the kid goes, "Oh, something must be wrong."
Yeah. I 100% agree with that. Rod and I always see that. I saw eye to eye on that as well. Because, you know, the girls growing up, there was a little, just a smidge over dramatic parts where they would get hurt. And that's just kids, right? But we would not engage in it. It would just be like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" We would never do that. It would just be like, "Okay, let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Breathe.
Yeah.
What happened? Where does it hurt? Whatever," right? But sometimes that didn't work at all. That kid was just like, "No, I'm just going to scream in a fit of fury and I'm dying and everything is the end of the world." And I'm just like, "You know what? When you're ready to talk about it, just come tell me, because I don't see blood and you're fine. You're walking, so you must be okay."
Yeah. And there are those times where two kids will be running and smash heads. That's got to check on them. Okay?
Yes. 1,000%.
It was super funny. One day there was this guy I was talking to and I know him. He's a musician in Winnipeg and he had his kid at the play park the same day I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just it was the one in the mall. So it was just this little play place. It was a while back. I forget why we were in the mall, but, she was just playing and his kid, he looks over and his kid comes over and she's bleeding from his lip. And he looks at me and he goes, "I guess we gotta go. Mine's leaking." And he just
so nonchalantly just said it.
I'm sorry. I'm getting some sound coming through here. I don't know where the... Oh, we have auto-playing videos on websites. I had some news sites up.
Oops.
And auto-playing videos are the worst. So, anyway, so he just goes, hey, I gotta go. Mine's leaking. And we just literally just picked her up in one arm, and he goes, we're going now. And she's like, okay. And he just, like, leaves. But, like, she didn't seem panicked. Like,
she's fine.
He didn't seem panicked.
That's great.
That's how you do it.
1,000%. I agree. Yeah, you just got to keep your cool unless, you know, even if it is something serious, you still got to keep your cool as much as you can, even though you might be freaking the hell out inside.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're going to go to the hospital right now.
Yeah, let's go.
It'll be a fun trip. Yay!
Hold this over your face that's bleeding and leaking and stuff. Just hang on to that.
Yeah, just chill out for a
second. You'll be
fine. Yeah, okay, bye. Just get in the back of the car.
Right?
No screaming. Don't tell child services. Okay.
Anyway. You know what? One thing I did want to say about the whole only child thing and helicopter parents in general, but I found that even growing up, I found that the kids who had really, really strict parents or were the only child, especially, I think if you're an only child, all the focus is on you. So you can't get away with shit for the first, you know, so
I didn't get away with shit anyway.
Well, but that's where it comes back to, like, I guess strict parents too, but I found not all, but there were friends of mine who were, like I said, like either an only child or had very strict parents, and they were the most, they got into everything. They just did all kinds of crazy shit because as soon as their parents weren't around, they were like, oh, I have to release all of this, whatever is inside of me. And I need to go drink this bottle of vodka because I don't know what else to do with my life. Like, it's like they went just completely haywire because they were just so constricted from doing anything that, it's like they rebelled against it, which, I mean, teens do anyway. Like, I guess we just all are just trying to find our way. But I found that for me, in my school and my friends, it felt like it was more of the ones who had really, really strict parents who didn't let them do anything. So as soon as they got a chance to do anything, they did everything.
Yeah, I guess there's a certain amount of, like, I'm being repressed, I'm being repressed. And then as soon as that repression is gone, it's like, I don't know how to control my own actions because I was never taught self-control.
Exactly. I think that's exactly what it is. Like, they just don't, there was no do this and there's a consequence for it. It was just like, we're just going to not let you do anything so you don't mess up. And then it just backfires, I think, almost every time. Like, kids need to make mistakes. Adults make mistakes. Like, we all do.
Yeah, and there's a certain amount of that. There was a point where I know my dad thought that I was on drugs, like in high school.
Yeah.
I was like 17 when I got kicked out of the house. And
I'm pretty sure
my... Yeah, that's a whole other thing we're not going to get into today.
Okay. No, I just didn't know that you got... Anyway, continue.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So
whole other therapy session.
Yeah. Oh God. But there, I know he thought I was on drugs and after, like, the whole thing was, I had never even smoked weed at all at that point. And so when I got out of the house, I was like, well, he thinks I'm doing it anyway. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. So I to this day have never done cocaine or heroin or any of that bullshit. Yeah. Just weed. And I didn't even, like, even when I started smoking weed, I was like, this is, I'd rather drink booze. And I just did. I do smoke weed. Sorry to the people in the United States. I'll probably never be allowed to cross the border now. There's videos on the internet of me saying this. But, I smoke weed maybe 4 times a year.
Like, really?
It maybe 6 times a year now because I have a one hitter. So, like,
okay. One. See, I don't know what any of that, like, is, because I'm, I'm very much not into. No, not against. Like, people do their own thing as long as it's not affecting my life. I don't care. Like,
but I had I think it comes from, like, I had a lot of stuff to do. I was playing soccer. I was playing hockey. I was in, like, all the clubs in school that I was in. I played on the volleyball team, played here, played there, did this, did that, did the other thing. Like, I always had activities on the go. And so, like, who has time for drugs?
Right.
Like, those stoners, like, we had a couple of guys on my sports teams. There was, like, two guys I think that I remember that, that were like really into smoking weed. Mm-hmm. And at the level we were playing sports, because we, I played pretty high level hockey, high level soccer, like the top levels for a long time.
Cause you're like how a really big deal.
Yeah. How right? do you, no, but I'm just saying like, I don't understand how they could balance doing drugs and keeping physically fit enough yes. to do the thing they're doing. I 100%. Didn't understand that.
I never understood how people would go and like play, cause soccer in its own, like no matter what level you play, you're running, and to go like the night before drinking and then going running around the next day, like people would do that and just be vomiting on the sidelines. I'm like, that does not look fun to me.
It's not an like, enjoyable experience. If no. you want to maximize your soccer playing, you want to minimize your drinking playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we're do we have anything else to talk about in the news? Because the only,
The only thing I wanted to talk about is that I read an article about new car seat regulations.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
So all it was, I shouldn't say regulations, it was just one thing that's coming into effect. So it's actually car seat regulation, like car seat booster seats, whatever you have in your car kind of thing. But on April 18th of this year, so in a few weeks, they are requiring the use of a car seat or booster seat until your child reaches the age of 9 or are the height of 4'9". So to me, that's kind of crazy because 9 seems like really old to be in like a booster or car seat. But I guess I don't know.
If you're 9, do you even fit the width of a car seat? Like those booster seats? I have one for Amelia. I don't, like, yeah. a 9-year-old, I can't see sitting in that. That's stupid. That's the government taking it to another level.
Yeah. But there are kids that I've seen, like, if I, like, I can understand that there are, because every kid's different. So that's what they said. Like, there's a height restriction, but 4'9", like, it's 4'9" or 9 years old. So, I don't know. That just seems either old or tall to be in that, but maybe I'm just not.
Yeah, I just know. Like seems physically like a lot, right? The seat would be it would be hurting your kid at that point because they're not like the I guess you could probably get ones without the arms on them then.
Oh yeah, they're like that's what we used to have for the girls as they got older. It was just like the booster, so it was just the bottom part. With
yeah, because
like,
that's what Amelia has that, but it has like little. Little arms on it.
Arms, exactly. Yeah, the girls used to have those too. And I honestly don't remember when we stopped using them, to be honest with you. But the girl, I mean, when I think about 9-year-olds, like I know a couple of 9-year-olds and they're pretty small. Like they're not that big. But
no, every kid's different, no. right? So, I get it, but
anyway, it's just a new thing that's coming out.
Like I know adults who are like 4'10". Like yeah. fully grown. That's as high as they're gonna get. 4'10".
Yeah. Fair. That's fair enough. I know. Anyway.
And to them, I say apply for disability because technically you're a little person and you can apply for disability if you're under 4'11".
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Because you can apply to the government to get a bunch of grants to help you, like, make sure your car is safe for you to drive and
mm-hmm.
all these, like, reacher grabbers and stools and all this shit. Like you can get all kinds of cool stuff to help you out, and if you're that short you might need that stuff, and don't be too proud to say, hey government, I'm short, give me stuff. It's a true story.
You just cut out real hard. I have no idea what just happened.
It's fine. I was telling little, like, people who are under 4'11 to apply for that disability. That's all.
Okay, perfect. It just, there was, yeah. I got to some point, and then it just, I stopped hearing it. So, I apologize.
It's all good. No worries. Let's hope that doesn't happen for the next thing we're going to do, which is...
Are we going to do the announcement now, names. Or top tweets?
No, we'll draw the names, we'll do the top tweets, and we'll say goodbye.
Okay. So, I got our final 5 in the hat. Is everything okay on your end for...
You is are not cutting out. If you cut out, I will tell you.
Okay, let me know. Okay, so right. I'm going to do the draw. We've got our 5 names in there. So if you're one of those 5 and are listening, good luck. I'm very excited.
Why don't we pull 4 names out?
What's that?
And eliminate. Why don't we eliminate 4 names?
We're going to eliminate?
Yeah, just pull one out, you're eliminated. Sorry. And then whoever's left, the last one in the hat wins.
Oh, man. Look at us just switching it. Everyone listening is just like, you guys suck.
Yeah, I know. They're terrible people.
All right, fine. We'll do elimination.
Okay, so who's eliminated first, Katie?
All right, our first eliminated is... It seems just so cruel and unusual. Aw, Corey Sturgeon. Wasn't he the first one I pulled out?
Yeah.
Before, aw, I'm sorry, friend.
Poor guy.
I'm sorry. This was Adam's fault. It's not mine.
Well,
it's fine. All right, second eliminated. Womp womp. Is... Oh, I dropped it. One sec. Sarah Goetz. I'm sorry.
Goetz, Gates, Getz.
Goetz, Getz. Yes, I'm sorry.
However you pronounce that.
I'm sorry. I don't do well.
But thank you for applying, Sarah.
Thank you. And Corey, thank you guys so much. All right, third eliminated is Michelle W. 2002. Thank you, Michelle, for entering. I don't know if that's your... Yeah, we'll go. Thank you. All right, final two. So I'm pulling out the last eliminated, so then the one that's left is our winner. So, last
also eliminated.
No, Monica! I'm so sorry!
Eliminated!
I was hoping it was going to be you, girl. I mean, I'm happy for whoever wins. I know you. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. So that
made
means that our...
so close. Our winner is the one that you couldn't pronounce.
Of course, because why not? Dilawar Memon. Sorry. But congratulations. You won a Google Chromecast and an awesome t-shirt. I have a question for you, though. He voted for A as his favorite. Do we give him a t-shirt or do we give him the winning t-shirt?
How about we message him?
Yeah.
And we'll tell him this is the t-shirt that got the most votes and we're going to definitely have this one. Because A was the least popular, right?
C was the least popular one.
C was the least popular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A was like third on the list.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if we doesn't necessarily have to have the E1, we'll figure it out.
Why don't we send him A?
We can do that. We'll message you, but thank you.
We'll message him and see which one he wants.
Yeah, yeah. So. I'm really sad for Monica because I was really hoping. Because I was pulling the names, like, I haven't pulled Monica yet. Just because I know her, and that would have been very cool. But anyway, I'm very happy. Thank you guys all so, so much for entering. We hope to have like another giveaway at another point. I'm sure we'll continue to do this, and we appreciate all the support that you guys give us and your feedback. It's really super helpful for having some merch coming up.
Yay! And the website coming soon. Coming soon to an internet near you.
Woohoo!
All right, so top tweets. Let's do it. And then we're out of here for the week. Congratulations again to Mr. Memon? Memon?
Dilawar.
Memon? Memon? Memon?
He's probably just like,
Lois? Lois? Oh, wait, sorry.
Mama? We're not annoying.
Top tweets. Let's do this.
All right. The first one I have for you is, it's at I Wear a Onesie. Yep. Love that. Good chat.
That's cool.
His name's Josh. What's up, Josh?
Sup, Josh?
What's up, bro? His tweet, toddler, I'm really high. Friend, me. He means tall.
I did see that one. That one's pretty good.
I thought that was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. That was excellent. He means tall.
He means tall. Okay, so the other one, this one is from @middleageriot on Instagram, and the post is, parenting is hard. I am trying to teach my son that vagina isn't a dirty word, but he still needs to pick a different name for his hamster.
That's fair.
I mean, yeah. Not a bad word, just probably not a great hamster name.
yeah, so just switch it up. try, just I like, don't know, Vajayjay might work as a good name.
just another name. Literally any other name. Actually, quick story. A girl I used to work with, she told me this story. This was when I worked at the law firm. Her and her sister had hamsters when they were kids. And they, to give them names, they used their, they took their names and used the backwards version as their hamsters' names.
Okay.
But her sister's name is Lana. L-A-N-A. So, I mean, probably also not the best name for a hamster. You could give it like an accent, like maybe Anal.
Or just go like Alan. Just flip it around a little bit. Alan.
Just jumble them around. Anyway, that just reminded me of that story. I thought that was pretty hilarious. Yikes. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, whoops. I just lost it. Hang on. Oh, no. I'll be fine.
No, you won't.
I probably won't. Okay. Okay. excuse me. This tweet is from... Oh, sorry. Anyway, whatever. At KSU Julie. Her name's Julie Burton. Her message was, wash your hands at school, girls. Me, trying to be a good parent. Or just take a dump, go to lunch, and eat your peanut butter and jelly... like I used to do. I never got sick. My husband, also trying to be a good parent with fecal bacteria all over his hands. I just thought, it was just such a weird thing to say to your kids. Like, no, you know what? The whole point of saying just take a dump and then go eat your lunch, that just doesn't seem like a good parenting tip. You know what I'm saying?
I think there was a certain amount of sarcasm there. But
high levels of sarcasm.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one more for you. Can I do one more? I know we only usually do three, but I want to end with this one.
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Ryan Reynolds?
Listen,
Reynolds? Ryan?
I called
Ryan
him.
Reynolds?
He didn't answer, and I'm super offended. So it's fine.
How could he possibly ignore a call from KDG?
That's what I'm trying to say here.
Doesn't he know who you are? Bitch, do you know who I am?
How dare you? Excuse me? I'm, like, super popular and also annoying. okay, this last one comes from a Facebook page called Hippie Runner Functional Runwear. They shared a meme, it says a toddler can do more in one unsupervised minute than most people can do all day.
that is so true.
Fair.
So true. I see, like, play quietly. I'm just going to go put the laundry and switch it over. I'll be right back.
And then
be in a room and I'll come back and I'm like, how did you make this much mess?
What
I don't
happened?
Understand. Why is everything sticky? Yeah. I don't understand.
Why is this wet? What is happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So, thank you very much for listening. Congratulations to Mr. Memon, for the win of your t-shirt and the Google Chromecast.
Yes, thank you guys. Everyone who actually participated, super appreciate it.
We will have more contests in the future. We have a website coming. Please subscribe to all our stuff. I'm going to get to that in a second. I've been Mark Adam. I'm in Winnipeg.
I've been Katie G in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I said yeah. again, facebook.com/parenting, at parenting pod on Twitter, at parenting podcast on the gram, as the kids say.
Ooh, that Insta.
The Instagrams. Snapchat at parenting. YouTube, big one. Please go subscribe. We'll post a link to our YouTube channel. If you're watching this video live, you can just click on subscribe right there, and then ring the little bell so you get notifications. That'd be great.
Yeah, we've got some extra content actually coming out too, guys. So we've got a couple of things that we had recorded, plus are going to record. So if you're looking
the
for
After
some...
Dark podcast,
yes,
it turned out real good. It was real, but we highly recommend, if you're going to watch the After Dark episode that we post,
yes,
drink. Drink with it. Drink along. it's
the only way we're going to be funny, because we thought we were hilarious, but I mean...
Yeah, but
no
we
one wants
drinking.
To be the sober one at the
Don't
party,
Don't be the
right?
sober one in the room,
yeah.
is the point.
Exactly.
So we had a lot to drink that night, and it went really, really well, despite my
time.
Being inebriated.
It was a good time. We had fun. So, like, there's going to be this extra content coming out, so if you want to listen to that... so we have the After Dark, which Adam said is parenting plus parenting. for sakes. Yeah. Parenting plus booze. Yes. Talk about kind of whatever. And then we also have The Only Dirty Table, which hopefully we'll record another episode. There is one up there already. So if you haven't listened to that, go check it out. If you were ever in the service industry, you probably will appreciate it. I've been stock loading a bunch of stuff in my phone for the next episode. So I'm looking forward to it. So please subscribe, share with your friends. We would super, super appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Woo. Bye. Bye, guys.